那便宜，俺上你们家吧要的是，这边咱们各种，从就乡亲过来，他各种姐姐，俺这边是俺弟姐的干，干嘛姐姐叫不起来吧？我都是俺弟个的，俺呢要了怎么把山竹，山竹去要了怎么把去，免得去是吧？都是。
So we spent 1 or 2 minutes setting the motivation for taking part in this session from my side, teaching, and from your side, listening to the teachings. Yeah. So the motivation that we should generate in our minds is which is the all truth to become a Buddha for the benefit of all sentient beings. Yeah. So if we think from both of our sides, if we were to carry out take part in this session with that motivation, then we will experience inconceivable. Benefits in the future, yeah. And so we'll spend some time generating the motivation, and after that, then we'll do the prayers as usual, and then followed by the mandala offering. Yeah.
首先呢，我们就是先要发起一个正确的动机。我们来这里，上师来这边说法，然后我们来这里听法。在导师方面，在我们自己方面呢，我们都应该要发起菩提心，也就是说，我们要发愿成佛，以便可以利益一切众生，使到他们成就究竟的佛的果位的这种发心啊。因此，从上师的方面，从我们自己的方面呢，我们都应该正确我们自己的发心动机。如果我们可以怀有菩提心这个正确的动机的话呢，我们将可以得到无量的利益，不只是现在得到无量的利益，我们在以后呢，我们也可以得到无量的利益。接下来呢，我们就是可以花一两分钟啊，来这里大家一起静修，一起发起我们的动机，然后再接下来呢，我们就一起来诵经，然后先曼德拉供。
我的那一段 ，I am a tree。你都觉得谢谢把你现在是用到这本书就得是。我的那一段，谢谢三个人看着这些呢，看着这些社会呢，你。先写吧，先的，先把价钱不懂，是吧？先把价钱不懂，价钱我看的是当月的噻，那俺那边，让那人呗，弄个他都弄个他都那边先写东西，那毕竟，再吧，现在那个这东岸都东岸个这种。这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么这么门那边两个人的吧，我听了听，听个不是个意思。第一些的让给，甚至两个人那边给罢了，让给甚至蛮多盘的，给土给我嘛的。这里的他，现在嘛门那边两个人的给罢了，让给同胞阿里，捐怕塞，一点他是别公婆人，公婆人不今年就他把小你们安排的。当家吧，我听那个声音，但刚呢，但娘听不见了，那声线噻，我听的是个是。
So, what is this bodhicitta or this mind of enlightenment? Yeah. So it is a very extensive, it's a very big and vast kind of a way of thinking. Yeah. So how do we?What is it? And so how do we bring forth such a mind? You know? So this kind of mind basically wishes not only oneself, but also like others, you know? All the other living beings whose number equal to the limitless extent of space. You know? So focusing on those sentient beings, you know, generating the thought, how wonderful it would be if all of these living beings were free of suffering and the causes of their suffering, and how wonderful it would be if all of these living beings would have happiness and the causes of happiness. Yeah, I mean, we talk about wishing and helping all living beings to achieve happiness. We're not just talking about achieving some kind of ordinary pleasure or happiness. We are talking about achieving, helping all living beings achieve a state of happiness that is completely devoid of any suffering. You know? So it is the mind that wishes all sentient beings to experience the highest form of happiness, you know? And the mind that wishes to place them, to lead them to this sorrowless state, a state where that is completely devoid of all sorrow or suffering. Yeah? And in order for us to do that, so if we ourselves do not achieve enlightenment, we will not be able to cause all living beings to achieve the peerless happiness. Therefore, first we must achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. Yeah? And we generate this kind of thought in our minds, and then we make a promise, a pledge, yeah, that I must achieve enlightenment. And then we should meditate and cultivate this kind of thought, you know, until and some sort of experience arises, and the realization arises. Yeah. And when those, when an experience, when a thought really arises from the mind, yeah, then that is when we will have a bodhicitta.
什么是菩提心呢？这是非常一个非常广阔、非常辽阔的一种思想。那我们怎么样可以发起这个菩提心呢？这个菩提心它就是说，我们不只是希望自己可以得到快乐，我们也希望他人，一切众生，就好像这虚空般，这无量无边的空众生呢，也得到快乐。那我们会在心里会想。如果一切的众生他们可以远离一切的痛苦啊，然后可以远离一切痛苦的因，而且呢，他们可以得到快乐，还有快乐的因，这是多么美妙的！然后我们要想，不只是我们希望他们得到这个快乐，而且是不是普通的快乐，而是非常特殊的一种快乐，也就是最圆满。最圆满的快乐，这是完全远离一切痛苦的快乐。因此呢，如果我们要带领他们，如果我们希望他们可以得到这个最高层次的快乐的话，如果我们要让他们带领他们到这个完全没有痛苦的这种境界的话呢，我们就本身必须要达到这种境界，也就是说我们本身必须要成就这圆满的涅槃寂静啊，佛陀的这个果位的这种境界。因为呢，如果我们没有得到圆满的证悟的话呢，我们就没有办法可以带领一切的众生，帮助他们也得到这种完全觉悟的这种境界，然后使到他们呢得到这种非常无限的这种最无上的快乐。因此呢，我们本身呢也是需要成就这无上的正等正觉，成就圆满的涅槃寂静，这样来讲呢，我们才可以利益一切众生。因此呢，我们就要发愿说，为了利益一切众生，我们一定要成就涅槃，无上的涅槃。然后这样来讲，一旦我可以成就佛道，我就可以利益一切众生了。这样我们就是为了一切众生，我发愿一定，我们承诺，我们内心发起这种承诺，说我们一定要成就佛道，以便利益一切众生。然后我们就这样一直的去思维，一直的去串习，一直到从我们的内心里面呢，真的可以发起这种心念，这种意愿，真的很，真的有这种感觉，说我们要成就佛道，以便利益一切众生啊！如果我们可以升起这种的感觉的话，我们就是发起菩提心了。
啊，真的是，但人家被成就他罢了，人家成就马达巴的，那神仙不也，动物不给的，他 타도라네 아 문내면 양에는 게 문내면 양에는 게 두고요 말이 가르에서는 랑이 내서 간 거야 뭐 마시나 제나 로도 야 보태 시기요 말고 저도는 얘네 랑게 뭐 아 제 동안 타셔봐라 아니 랑 동안 차네 아니 랑은 대셔봐라 아니 랑은 내서 간 건 체요 랑은 내서 간 건 체서는 바로 바로 야 내한테 아니 봐 대신 그거야 아 아니야 취소하러 와 왜냐 사태기에는 소식을 로 좀 맞아봐 소투소는 이야기에 땅 두고 말아봐 봐 너도 알로 로 좀 제제 아니 랑을 로 좀 다시 뭐지 봐서 제제 아니 로투소를 봐 때 랑 시바 친해 때 뭐 라제 아니 그 이야기에 땅 두고 말아 Then, when you get Sanjay, 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 Sanjay,
Sanjay, Sanjay, Sanjay, Sanjay, Sanjay, Sanjay, Sanjay, Sanjay, Sanjay, Sanjay, Sanjay, Sanjay, all other living beings to that state. Yeah? Because if we do not know the path ourselves, we will not be able to show it to others. Yeah? And if we do not free ourselves from all our suffering and so forth, we will not be able to lead others to be free from their suffering. It's like a teacher in any educational institution, yeah? So in order for the teacher to be able to teach the students, the teacher must have first studied well, yeah, the subject that he's teaching, yeah, and understand it thoroughly before he or she can help the students, yeah? So any aspiring teacher should study hard and then master the subject. And then if he or she were to teach the students, then the students will actually benefit, and then the students will actually learn. Yeah. So it's the same thing here with becoming a Buddha to lead others to the state as well. So without ourselves training, studying and training, and then without actualizing the state of full enlightenment, we will not be able to lead all other living beings to that state as well. Yeah.
一直到我们自己本身可以成就这圆满的涅槃，这圆满的觉悟的话呢，我们是没有办法可以领导一切众生，使到他们成就这个圆满的觉悟的。因此呢，如果我们不知道这个修行的道路的话，我们就没有办法真正的告诉他们，指引他们，让他们知道这个道路是怎么样走的。 同样的，如果我们没有办法脱离这一切的痛苦的话呢，我们也没有办法引导他人，或者是帮助他人脱离痛苦。因此呢，这就好像是一个导师，好像一个学校里面的导师。如果这个老师呢，他真的要授课的话，当然首先这个老师他本身他对他所要教授的题目，他要非常的熟悉，他必须要很用功的去读书，用功的去学习，然后他要真的对他的这个学科呢，要真正的有掌握。 然后他如果可以真正的掌握了他所学习的这个学科之后呢，他才有办法去教导他人，因为如果他没有真正的熟悉他所学习的项目的话，他是很难去教导他的学生的。但是如果他真的很用功的去苦读，然后熟悉了他的学科之后，他就有那个能力去教导他的学生，然后他的学生才真正的可以受益，真正的可以跟他学习。 同样的，如果是说我们是这个修行来讲呢，如果我们要成佛的话，我们本身必须就是要修习，然后要成佛，要得到这个圆满的觉悟的这种境界，而。 一旦我们如果是可以得到这个圆满觉悟的境界，我们才可以引导其他的众生达到这个圆满觉悟的境界。但是呢，如果我们没有去修习这个圆满成佛的这种修行道路呢，我们是没有办法去引导一切众生，然后使到他们成就这个圆满的佛果位的。
我这个人当我们比个军上级吧了，那开心的军，可是也得是那，今天可是嘛。